Hey guys, TruckDriver101.com is always sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. Go to TruckDriverBooks.com if you're interested in how to start in trucking. What I'm finna tell you, the method I'm finna tell you, how to find a company to start with, is in that book, in the audiobook, $2.99. See what I'm saying? Now, let's get down to business. This is the podcast. It's on YouTube as well as iTunes. Now, let's get down to business. All right, guys. So here's how we're going to do this. I got a comment by a gentleman. I believe his name is Jesus. And I believe Jesus wants to know. Either Jesus or Jesus. I'm going with Jesus because it sounds cooler. Jesus wants to know, how does he find a company in California? You want to know what company? First of all, I can't really tell you what company because I don't know your needs, brother. I don't know what you need. Did Big Mama need? What Big Mama need? Did Big Mama need you make $2,000-$3,000 because she liked them pearls? Like, I got to know what Big Mama need. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your income need is. So on the income level, you need to write down a number. What can you not do without? What's the minimum to make that light, gas, rent, whatever? That's the first thing you need to write down. Because if you have just got your CDL, you need to get focused on making sure you got a starting point and where you want to end up, especially in California. Okay. Cause I know it's expensive to live there, bro. All right. That's important. Figure that part out first. Okay. Once you do that, I want you to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Second thing you need to do, I want you to, or 5 o'clock in the morning, I want you to drive around your local area and start writing down company names. After you write down all these company names that you're going to see doing local deliveries, I want you to call those companies. I want you to get on the phone with those companies and find out what their experience level is. And then once you get on the phone with those companies, you find out what their experience level is. I then want you to write that down. Keep that information with you for the rest of your fucking life. Take a picture with your cell phone, put it in there. Because as we get experience, we want options, right? Because this is all about money. I'm assuming that's why you're getting into this industry. And usually you need to stay focused on your local area first and everything else second. Here's why. You might find out that Joe Blow Garbage Hauler is hiring brand new people right now. Because let me tell you something. Where I live at, and I live in Detroit, Michigan, there's a couple garbage haulers that I know are hiring rookies straight out of school. Okay? And they're paying them, I believe it starts at $16 an hour. So for some people, that's good. Again, you understand why I keep telling you, you need to know how much you need to make it. Because if you add that up and it ain't enough to make it, then don't do it. You see what I'm saying? You know that company's not for you. Now, I want you to start. Now, once you write down all these companies, you call these companies, you find out what their starting age is, include garbage companies or whatever you're willing to do. What you're willing to do. Now you got to start thinking about the logistics side of it. That's why we're starting in our local area first, because you don't have to worry about the logistics side of it. If you happen to find a company willing to hire you locally or around your area and over the road, that's really close to you, hopefully, within driving distance. Obviously, that's what I'm talking about when I say go in your local area within driving distance, reasonable driving distance. Now let's expand that search through the big boys, the Warners, the Snyders, the everybody else that you can easily Google, see their requirements, speak to their lying ass recruiters, and hopefully you can see if who's the closest to where you live. For instance, back when I used to work for Warner, they had a terminal in Fontana, California, I believe. Snyder has a terminal in Fontana, California. No. Snyder does have a terminal in California, but I don't think it's in Fontana. But call those companies, find out what their starting is and starting experience level is, and also ask them what dedicateds they have, because that's where you want to end up. You want to end up dedicated if you go with a big boy. You want to end up dedicated because that's where you're going to get the most money, and it's also the most pleasurable experience. Because understand, if you're doing this, I hope you ain't doing this just for the money, because let me tell you something. Trucking is a top out on average around 48, 50, 6,000. If you go specialized doing something, when you get some good experience, you could be looking at maybe 70, 80,000. But where you live at, those numbers are about the same. They're the same, but they'll be higher because you live in California and the cost of living is higher. So in other words, if you make 100,000, it's really more like that 70, 80,000 because of, you know, your rent and everything is so much goddamn higher. But Yeah, you need to sit down and understand that this is not a miracle job. You will not be making $300,000 a year. And there are people who get into this industry and believe truck drivers make $300,000 a year. I am not bullshitting you. Okay. So do those things. And once you've done those things, you're going to have the options that you want. Now, the way I would look at that is I'm going to look at the money I need, the expense to get to the company compared with that. In other words, don't go super far out to make good money and it costs you, you know, $200, $300 a month in gas to deal with that shit. Obviously, because you live in California, you got to consider gas, bro. And you need to consider, are they doing something that benefits you long term to whatever your financial goal is? Let's give an example. You go into a big boy, you know, Snyder, Warner, Swift. You go to that company and you're like, oh, they're like, oh, okay, we can get you on this account. You have to do over the road and then you can go dedicated this. And it's okay. And you go there and you find out that dedicated is paying exactly what you need and that's banging. Well, then I'm going to choose that company because it has all the stuff that I need. You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff you're looking for, as many checks off your list of needs, because you should have in your list of needs. You should have what you need to pay your bills. How far is it away from your home? How often can you get home? Right. That's the formula that is going to give you the best options. Okay. You have to do that. I can't do that. I live in Michigan. I live literally almost on the other side of the country. I can't say go to Warner because I don't know in 2016. I don't know what Warner's doing out there. You know what I'm saying? And you do need to talk to drivers. You need to go to YTTA. Go to, you know, Super Truckers of America. Go to every place you can and get information on the Zillow app, on YouTube. You know, talk to guys. They talk to guys that you see at the truck stops. They won't bite. Truck drivers will talk your ear out. Your ear off, I should say. And I think that, you know, that's really about it. I give a little bit more in depth about that, but that's the basics right there in the audiobook. But those are the basics, man. Just focus on those things and you will succeed and find the company to start with. But, you know, just hopefully this helps you. And hopefully, Jesus, you will end up successful and get that big money grip. Right. I'm wishing that I see a Cadillac in your future. I see a Lincoln. I see a Cadillac. A Lincoln Lac. All right, man. Hopefully that helps you. I'll talk to you guys later. But that formula will work anywhere in any state. TruckDriver101.com.